him. We are still struck and saddened by the passing of our dear sister Audrey. And, though saddened, we can still find joy because she was a child of God. Amen. And, we pray for the family, for Nadine, Shelian, and the grandchildren who we know over the years. We just pray for their strength. And we want to pray one for another, because indeed she was a sister among us, and we are saddened by her loss, but we are comforted by the words of the Almighty God. So many thoughts that we can reflect on, but among the things that Scripture has told us, let us be of good courage. Let us not be dismayed. God will take care of us. We this morning want to continue our study of God's word. We continue to express thanks for the words of encouragement that is given from time to time, and the prayers that we know we hear offered, and we are acutely aware that these prayers are not just happening in the public. So we continue to say thanks for that. It is our hope and desire that as we strive to study and to share God's word, that the messages will be of such that we are encouraged to be faithful to the Almighty God as we sojourn this time, and that it will serve us well, so that when we enter into eternity, then it will be an eternity of joy, an eternity of bliss, living with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ has indeed demonstrated power. And we have been talking about this for some weeks. And I don't know if you are getting tired of it, but I'm not. Because in Christ's demonstrated power, we indeed get a faith lifting. And so when we continue to examine from the book of Mark, and in that situation where we see over and over again Jesus Christ demonstrating power, working miracles, intervening in man's challenges, we but stand in awe and amazement at what a powerful God we serve. We recognize that we have nothing less to do than to have faith and confidence that we have a God able, that we have a God who cares for us. And so no matter what our challenges, we can have a faith. And we have said before, and we say again, that Christ's demonstrated power was not about just showing that he has the ability to, but it is about faith building. It is about confirming the word of God, so that even us today, many centuries later, can read of these events, and we ourselves can have faith-building moments. We can rest assured that when the external factors of life hit us, like that storm, then our God is able. We can recognize that when internal challenges, depression, different hurts and feelings of inadequacy hits at us, that we do not need to rely on self, but we can in faith look to God, just as that man possessed with demons could. And in that, there is faith building. That in illnesses, that we do our best, but even when the doctors and the medication seem to be failing, that we can look to the Almighty God and in His will and in His assessment of what is best. And even by our echoing of requests to Him, we can even change some of that. That we have a God able to help us. And even if we are not cured, He will see us through. Because sometimes we pray for a healing, but really what we need is sustenance. Because sometimes that pain and anguish that we feel, it is important that we take that agony so that we can help another. But in that we see that even in medical challenges, illnesses, that God is able. And even in the impossible, and we saw that demonstrated, that even in this situation, when things seem to us that this is unheard of, that there is no way I can get out of this situation, then even in the impossible, Jesus Christ in His demonstrated power has shown us that He is a God able. As we try to land this lesson, as we try to bring it to a close, I want to bring to our attention something we have been saying, but I want to have a focused look this morning. Because in each of these demonstrations of power by Jesus Christ, the Son of God, in each of these we see a common thread coming through. We see that in all this, Christ seemed to be saying, world, church, my followers, have faith. And so when we had looked at the storm in Mark chapter 4 and verse 40, in Mark chapter 4 and verse 40, he highlights that faith was at play. Mark chapter 4 and verse 40. I'll read. And it says, and he said unto them, why are you so fearful? Why are you so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? And so in Christ demonstrating His power, He's making it clear to us that He is working on our faith. And so we see here in this passage that faith and fear do not go hand in hand. When we have faith, it diminishes our fear. And we see this over and over through Scripture. The psalmist David, in that famous psalm, Psalm 23, it says, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. So it is not that we won't find ourselves in fearful situations. But we will not be fearful. We will indeed have faith. Because Jesus Christ is saying, why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? And it is in that moment that He caused the storm to calm. But not only did we see this issue of faith and the diminishing of fear coming out in his demonstrated power of the storm. But even in the situation when persons were facing the impossible, when persons were fearing death and staring death in the face, we saw in Mark chapter 5 and verse 36, when it says, as soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he said unto the ruler of the synagogue, be not afraid, only believe. And so this belief speaks and points to faith. And so when we believe that Jesus Christ, that God, that the Holy Spirit is a presence and a help, then we need not to be afraid. And there are moments that are trying moments. There are times when our backs are really against the wall and we are really questioning, where is God? But the truth is that the more we have faith, it's the less fear that we have, because we trust that he is able. And let me do a little diagram here. So, here we're talking about God's demonstrated hope. And we see that he has demonstrated it in things external, things internal. We have seen him demonstrating his power over things that seem impossible. We have seen him demonstrate his power in things that seem medically impossible or challenging, physical issues such as illnesses. Yes, we have seen that. And in his demonstrated power over these things, you know, the storm, let me spell it out, over things like depression, the impossible, even in the face of death, in sickness. These are the things that we have been looking at in the book of Mark and the encounter with Jesus Christ. But in all this, we are seeing faith at play. Are we seeing faith at play? Yes. And what we saw is that when we encounter Jesus Christ and when we have faith, it actually causes our fear to diminish. It causes a minus. Let me use a down arrow. Our encounter with Jesus Christ and our faith is impacted in such a way that because of our faith, it will cause our fear to diminish. We saw that with the storm. We also saw that when we looked at Mark 5, we just read that, in respect to death. So we saw fear diminishing in the presence of God's demonstrated power. But not only does it impact our fear issue, but as we saw with the unclean spirits and that demon-possessed man, that in verse 20 of Mark chapter 5. These are things that we have touched on, but I want to delve it because I want us to see the impact on faith. And in verse 20 of Mark 5, It says, and this was after the spirits would have been run out of the man, and he departed and began to publish in Decapolis how great things Jesus had done for him. And all men did marvel. And all men did marvel. And so what we recognize is that by Christ and God's demonstrated power, it causes us to marvel. And so when we are in amazement and in astonishment of what Christ has done, this amazement builds our faith. So let me call this, it lifts our faith. It causes us to marvel. And haven't Jesus Christ caused us to marvel time and again? You know, in Mark chapter 16, verse 15 following, you know, we see that Jesus Christ did many great things. In Mark chapter 16 and verse 15, it tells us, and he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. You know, I'm not going to get lured into spending a lot of time on the fact that having faith alone does not do it. Because having faith means that we are going to obey the word, because faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And so when we say we have a faith, then we are going to listen to the word of God. And our faith and trust in the word of God tells us that believing, having heard, is just but among the first things we do. We must also repent. We must confess his name. And as we are seeing here, we must be baptized. So faith must be demonstrated. Oh, I did say I wasn't going to get lured, but I was lured. Verse 16, and he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. Now listen to verse 17. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. They shall drink any deadly thing, and it shall not hurt them. And they shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. And so what we realize is that when we have a faith, that there are marvelous and astonishing things that can happen. But look, as it continues down to verse 20, and they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. You see, these signs are amazing things. These signs are astonishing things. But what it did is that the word that they taught would have been confirmed by these signs, these marvelous, these wonderful things, these things that, you know, are really miraculous type things. It confirmed the word of God. So the marvel factor, the amazing type of factor, is something that we see demonstrated over and over again. But not only did we see this amazing thing happening with the internal challenges, but we also saw it with the, with the impossible. And so when we look at verse 42, if we jump back to Mark chapter 5, and I hope I'm not jumping too much and confusing you, but what we are doing, we are putting all of these situations that we have already looked at and just bringing out the truth about faith. And so what we are seeing is that faith causes fear to diminish. And now we are looking at the fact that faith and God's demonstrated power causes our amazement and our confidence and our faith to lift when we see these at play. So in verse 42 of Mark 5, it tells us, and straightway the damsel arose. This was a dead girl, but she arose at the voice of Jesus Christ and walked, for she was of the age of 12 years, and they were astonished with a great astonishment. And so what are we seeing here? That when Jesus Christ demonstrates his power, it causes our faith to lift. There is marvel, there is amazement, there is astonishment. These are all the result of seeing God's power demonstrated. And somebody says, Brother Webb, that's why I wish that there were miracles happening today, so that I can be astonished and so my faith can be lifted. But I have news for you. I have news for you. In the same way that his astonishing, marvelous actions lifted the faith in those days, we can enjoy that today. Why? As we saw in Mark chapter 16, that these were done to confirm the word. Don't miss it now. These were done to confirm the word. And didn't we hear in Romans chapter 10 and verse 17, that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God? So to the extent that we delve into the word today, so too our faith can be lifted. So when we read these events, let us not read it like a storybook. But let us recognize that this is God's demonstrated power and showing his ability to intervene in whatever our challenges are. In the passage that Brother Notice read for us earlier, the same type of message is conveyed. You know, in John chapter 20 and verse 27 following, you know, we see, you know, that persons move from a state of being fearless to being full of faith. They should be believing. And so it says in verse 27, wrong chapter. Then said he to Thomas, reach hither thy finger and hold my hands,
and reach thither thy hand and thrust it into my side. Then listen now. And be not faithless, but believing. Did we see that there? It was the same concept that faith causes us to be unafraid. And so what we are seeing here is that Jesus Christ and God has the power. If we are talking about faith, to move us, you know, and I'm picturing my motor vehicle at this time, and I'm looking at, you know, my fuel pump, you know, and when the needle is here at full, I feel good. But there are times when it's not so full, and we do not desire it to be empty. But sometimes our needle is on empty. Because as we journey through life, sometimes things hit at us that saps our drive. That causes us to lose our first love. And so when we became Christians, we were on top of the world. Our needle was on full. But sometimes challenges come, and we saw it with that lady. For 12 years, she struggled with an issue. And this can sap us. But fortunately for her, she had faith still. And so she was faithful in her belief. But sometimes we have less and less faith than we should. And so we have less and less. And sometimes we end up being empty. And we end up being faithless. But Jesus Christ is encouraging us to move from a state of faithlessness to a situation where we have full faith in Him. And when we have full faith in Jesus Christ, we will be faithful to Him. But brethren, life is a funny thing. Challenges will come at us in various ways and causes us not to be as faithful as we should be. Can't believe how fast time is going on me. But here it is, that we are encouraged to move from a state of faithlessness to have a belief and faith in Jesus Christ. We are still at St. John. And Thomas answered, verse 28, and said unto him, My Lord and my God. And then here's Jesus. Jesus said unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, your faith is full. Because you have seen me, you believe. Blessed are they that have not seen, yet have believed. So we are not going to see the prince in the hands of Jesus Christ. We won't be able to put our hands and feel the place where the spear was thrust. But we, because we go to the Word of God, then we can read the confirmed Word of God that was confirmed by these marvelous and amazing things. To say it was no makeup, but it really happened. And it was happening by a powerful hand that was intervening. And so blessed are us today who have not seen, yet because we read in the confirmed word that we can have faith. We can develop a faith that is on the upward track, that we can move from empty to medium to full faith. Yes. That's the power. The power that God has. You know, when we, and somebody said, well, Brother Webb, you're looking at all of these, you know, but one of the things too we saw is that there was the demonstrated power or our faith. When we go to Jesus Christ, that we actually demonstrate faith. And we saw that in the impossible situation here. Because when the daughter was sick, this man did not go to the Obia and the witchcraft person. He went to Jesus. Amen. And so we need to be careful when situations confront us that we go to the right source, the Word of God. But let me jump over that. And let me just say something about that woman with the issue of blood. Because that too, we saw as a faith building. And I have to use this and try to wrap up. That in verse 34 of Mark 5, in verse 34, it says, and he said to her, daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. Thy faith has made thee whole. Demonstrated faith. Demonstrated faith builds our faith and cause God to intervene. And so what we want to take away from this is that we need to demonstrate faith in Jesus Christ. Just as in the situation here, where he went to Jesus Christ for help, we need to also go to Jesus Christ when we are in our situation. All right, I'm going to just try to end right here. All right, we wanted to go to the point that when we demonstrate faith, it is not so much the strength of our faith that causes us to be whole. But it is the strength of who we go to that causes us to be whole. All right, but I need about 10 minutes to get through that point, so I'm going to stop right here. But we want to say to us today that we all have a sickness called sin. We all need to be made whole. And it is Jesus Christ who has the wherewithal to make us whole. The blood of Jesus Christ, the crucified, the slain Son of God, that will make us whole. Let us never go down. Let us not go away to a state of empty faith, to a faithless state, but let us strive to have full faith, full trust in Jesus Christ. We can trust in him. May not have seen him, but because of his confirmed words, we can read that. Because faith comes by hearing the word. We will be singing a song of encouragement. What's the number, brother? 278. 278. 278. This will be a song of encouragement. As it is
as we sing, let us reflect and let us respond positively to God's invitation. He is indeed a powerful God. Let us be standing as we sing.